For more than a decade, Iraq effectively has been split in two. Ethnic Kurds control the north of the country, and their longtime enemy, Saddam Hussein, governs the west. This separation has created a huge smuggling trade. NPR's Ivan Watson sent this report about the Kurdish-controlled town of Kifray, a community that depends on smuggling.
A battered orange and red taxi rolls to a stop at the edge of this frontline Kurdish town. Two men step out and walk over to a group of people standing silently outside a nearby house. The mood here is as somber as the flat and windswept landscape, because these Kurds are mourning the recent loss of a loved one, a young man named Shirzad, who was killed by Iraqi forces during a nighttime smuggling run to Baghdad. Kifray is located at the southern tip of the Kurdish enclave. Its palm trees a sharp contrast to the Kurds' traditional strongholds up in the mountains. For most of the people in this dusty town, smuggling is a way of life. Stirring his tea at a restaurant in the center of town, one of Shirzad's fellow smugglers, a gray-haired man named Rashid Ali Kakamand, says his is a dangerous profession.
When we decide to smuggle, it's a decision of to die.
Among the Kurds, Kifre's residents have a reputation for being tough and a bit crazy. It's reflected in the town itself. Many of the houses here have been damaged by rocket and artillery fire from repeated clashes with the Iraqi army, which is stationed at bases located just a few miles away. When Saddam Hussein lost control of northern Iraq following the Gulf War, Rashid gave up his life as a Kurdish rebel. With the aid of a radio phone, he now runs a kerosene smuggling ring from his informal office in the Wastadler restaurant. Every night, he says, convoys of 15 to 30 vehicles set out from Kifray towards Baghdad to pick up loads of kerosene, which will be used to heat homes in the north. To make the six-hour round trip, the smugglers have to run a deadly gauntlet past the Iraqi army. Rashid's men regularly engage in firefights with Saddam Hussein's forces.
We don't have anyone and hasn't been wounded. Everyone has wounded three times or two times.
Rashid brings visitors to meet two members of his team, who are busy working on one of the green Soviet military trucks that make the nightly trip. Ahmad, a mustachioed driver who walks with a pronounced limp, shows off the bullet holes that riddle the entire vehicle and points out one that tore through the driver's side door.
Oh, that's the bullet that hits my hips.
His partner Saba has a different pattern of scars, long straight strips that run down his arms, chest, and back. In 1999, Saba says the Iraqis caught him smuggling. He was thrown in jail for 2 years, he says, and frequently tortured.
What do the tattoos on his temples mean?
That's the place where they shocking me with electricity, and only I tattoo on that, a remembrance.
The smugglers say the regular Iraqi army soldiers are poor, shoeless, and hungry. In recent weeks, however, they say Baghdad has been sending special forces from the ruling Ba'ath Party to do night duty along the front line. These are the men who ambushed their convoy and killed their friend, Shirzad. Still, that doesn't stop these smugglers from heading out again tonight for another sprint across the front lines. Earning up to $250 a trip, they're not afraid to risk their lives for the right price. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kifray in northern Iraq.